Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Welltower Inc., ticker symbol WELL, a major player in the healthcare real estate space. If you're looking to invest in a company tied to the growing demand for senior housing and medical facilities, stick around because I've got a ton of insights to share. Let's break down everything from their financials to their market position and see if this stock is a buy for your portfolio. So let's kick things off with a quick overview of what Welltower is all about. If you're new to this name, Welltower is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, focused on healthcare infrastructure. They're headquartered in Toledo, Ohio, and are part of the S&P 500, which tells you they're a big deal. Their portfolio spans seniors housing, post-acute care communities, and outpatient medical properties across the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. With an aging population driving demand for these facilities, Welltower is positioned in a sector with some serious tailwinds. Let's dig into the details and see how they're performing. All right, let's get into the company profile. Welltower isn't just any REIT. They're laser-focused on transforming healthcare real estate. Their mission is to create environments that support health and wellness, particularly for older adults. Their properties include vibrant senior living communities and medical office buildings, often sitting at the intersection of housing and hospitality. They've got over 600 employees and operate in key markets internationally. Led by CEO Shank Mitra, Welltower has built a reputation for strategic investments in high-growth areas like senior housing. With a market cap of around $146 billion and a current stock price hovering at $209.54, they're a heavyweight in the REIT, healthcare facilities industry. So the foundation looks solid, but let's see if the numbers back that up. Moving on to revenue analysis, Welltower has shown impressive growth recently. For the full year 2025, they reported revenue of about $10.67 billion, a significant jump from $7.85 billion in 2024. That's a year-over-year increase of over 35%, which is massive for a REIT. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, their senior housing operating segment was the big driver, bringing in $6.4 billion, followed by outpatient medical at $802 million and triple net leases at $789 million. Geographically, the United States dominates with $6.56 billion in revenue, while Canada and the UK contribute $554 million and $872 million respectively. This diversified revenue stream shows they're not overly reliant on one market or property type, which is a good sign for stability. The growth in senior housing in particular reflects the demographic trends we're seeing globally. Now let's talk earnings. Welltower's latest results are pretty encouraging. In Q4 2025, they beat estimates on funds from operations, or FFO, which is a key metric for REITs since it measures cash flow from operations. Their FFO outperformed expectations, driven by strong revenue growth and an improvement in same-store net operating income year over year. For the full year 2025, net income came in at $936.8 million, down slightly from $901.7 million in 2024, but EPS was 141s compared to 158s the prior year. Keep in mind, though, that EPS can fluctuate with share count changes due to capital raises. What stands out is their ability to grow revenue while maintaining profitability, even as they invest heavily in portfolio expansion. This tells me management is balancing growth with operational efficiency. Let's dive into the financial statements for a closer look at Welltower's health. On the income statement side, operating income for 2025 was $355.2 million, a sharp drop from $1.15 billion in 2024, which raises some eyebrows. However, their gross profit margin remains decent at around 39%, showing they're still generating solid returns on their properties. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets grew to $67.3 billion in 2025 from $51 billion in 2024, reflecting aggressive expansion. Cash and equivalents are strong at $5 billion, and their current ratio of 5.34 indicates excellent liquidity. Debt to equity sits at 0.51, which isn't overly concerning for a REIT as they often carry debt to fund growth. On the cash flow front, operating cash flow for 2025 was $2.88 billion, up from $2.26 billion in 2024, and free cash flow was also robust at $2.88 billion. These numbers suggest Welltower has the cash to sustain its dividend, currently yielding 1.35%, and fund future investments. All right, let's talk valuation. At a current price of $209.54, Welltower's price-to-earnings ratio is a lofty 153.24, which is way above the industry average for healthcare REITs. Their price-to-sales ratio is also high at 13.62, indicating the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts expect this to come down significantly over the next few years, with a forward PE of 114.5 for 2025, and dropping to 73.52 by 2026. That suggests earnings growth could catch up to the stock price over time. However, with a beta of 0.83, the stock is less volatile than the broader market, which might appeal to conservative investors. The high valuation does give me pause, though. Investors are paying a premium for this growth story. Now let's break down Welltower's SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Welltower has posted record financial performance recently, with strong occupancy and margin expansion in their senior housing segment. Their diversified portfolio across multiple geographies reduces risk. On the weaknesses side, their high PE ratio suggests overvaluation, and operating income took a hit in 2025, which could signal cost pressures. For opportunities, the aging population is a massive tailwind. Demand for senior housing and outpatient facilities isn't slowing down anytime soon. They're also investing in technology to improve operations, which could boost efficiency. As for threats, rising interest rates could increase borrowing costs, a big deal for REITs reliant on debt. Plus, competition in the healthcare REIT space is heating up, which might squeeze margins if they overpay for acquisitions. Overall, the positives seem to outweigh the negatives, but those risks are worth watching. Let's take a look at Welltower's recent performance on the charts. Over the past year, the stock is up an impressive 38.5%, and over 6 months, it's gained 25.42%. Year-to-date in 2025, reports show a rally of over 48%, which is phenomenal. However, in the short term, it's down 0.9% over the past week, showing some minor pullback. Looking at longer trends, the stock has delivered a staggering 197.88% return over 5 years, far outpacing the broader real estate sector, which is down 9.37% over the same period. The chart shows strong upward momentum, though with a high valuation, I'd watch for potential consolidation if market sentiment shifts. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on support levels around the 50-day moving average for entry points. So what's the bottom line on Welltower? This is a company with strong fundamentals, riding a powerful demographic trend with the aging population. Their revenue growth is impressive, liquidity is solid, and they've got a diversified portfolio that mitigates risk. However, the high valuation is a sticking point. Paying over 150 times earnings means you're banking on continued growth, which isn't guaranteed, especially with interest rate risks and competition looming. For long-term investors, Welltower could be a great hold, especially if you believe in the healthcare real estate boom. For those more cautious, waiting for a pullback might offer a better entry. What do you think? Are you bullish on Welltower, or do you see red flags? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.